This is the Sakar Murli of 3rd of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, pour the oil of this knowledge and yoga into the lamps of souls so that the lights remain lit. Understand very clearly the contrast between knowledge and yoga. Question. The Father cannot do his task by inspiration. He has to come here personally. Why is this? Answer. Because the intellects of human beings are totally tamopradan. A tamopradan intellect cannot catch an inspiration. It is because the Father came that they sing, "Leave your throne in the sky." Song. Leave your throne in the sky. Om Shanti. Devotees composed this song. Its meaning is so good. It says, leave the throne of the sky and come here. But this is the sky. This is the place to live. Nothing comes from the sky. They speak of the sky being the throne. You now reside under the element of sky, whereas the Father resides in the great element of light. That is called the Brahm element, or the great element of light, where souls reside. Therefore, that is surely where the Father would come from. Someone has to come. They sing, come and ignite our lights. It is also remembered that there are the blind children of the blind and the enlightened children of the enlightened. The names Dhritarashtra and Yudhisthira symbolize those. There are Ravan's children. Ravan is Maya. Everyone has a devilish intellect, whereas you have godly intellects. The Father is now unlocking your intellects, whereas Ravan locks them. When someone doesn't understand anything, he is said to have a stone intellect. The Father has to come here to ignite your lamps. He doesn't work through inspiration. The strength of souls who were Satopradan has now completely diminished. They have become Tamopradan. They have become dim. When a person dies, they light a lamp. Why do they light a lamp? They light a lamp because they believe that when a lamp is lit, that soul won't be in darkness. How could there be light there if they ignite a lamp here? They do not understand anything. You are now becoming those with intellects that have understanding. The Father says, I am now making you into those with clean intellects. I pour the oil of this knowledge into you. You also have to understand that knowledge and yoga are two separate things. Yoga cannot be called knowledge. Some people think that God came and gave them this knowledge, saying, remember me. However, that cannot be called knowledge. Here there are the Father and the children. You children know that he is your Baba. There is no question of this knowledge in that. This knowledge is the detail, whereas that is simply remembrance. The Father says, remember me, that's all. This is a common matter. It shouldn't be called knowledge. After a child takes birth, he would then definitely remember his father. Knowledge is the detail. The Father says, remember me, but that is not this knowledge. Each of you can understand for yourself that you are a soul and that your Father is the Supreme Soul, God. Would this be called knowledge? They call out to the Father. Knowledge means this knowledge, just as, for instance, someone who is studying for an MA or a BA has so many books of that knowledge to study. The Father says, "You are my children, and I am your Father. Have yoga with me alone, that is, only remember me." This remembrance is not called knowledge. You souls are my children anyway. You souls are never destroyed. When someone dies and they invoke that soul, his body would have been destroyed. How would that soul eat the food that's offered to him? It is the Brahmin priest who eats the food. However, all of that belongs to the system of the path of devotion. It is not just by our saying it that the path of devotion will come to an end. That continues to happen. A soul leaves a body and adopts another. The contrast between knowledge and yoga has to be clear in the intellects of you children. When the Father says, "Remember me," that is not knowledge. It is the Father's direction. That is called yoga. This knowledge means to know how the world cycle turns. This is called knowledge. Yoga means remembrance. It is the children's duty to remember the Father. Those are physical fathers, whereas this one is the Parlokic Father. The Father says, "Remember me." Therefore, knowledge is distinct from remembrance. Do children have to be told to remember their father? As soon as a child takes birth, he remembers his physical father. Here you have to be reminded of the Father. It is this remembrance that takes effort. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This work takes great effort. That is why Baba says, you are not able to stay in yoga constantly. Children write to Baba and say that they forget to remember Baba. They never say that they forget this knowledge. This knowledge is very easy. Remembrance cannot be knowledge. It is in this remembrance that many storms of Maya come. Although some may be very clever in this knowledge and give this knowledge to others very well, Baba asks you all to write a chart of your remembrance. For how long do you stay in remembrance? Keep an accurate chart of the remembrance of Baba that you have and show it to him. Remembrance is the main thing. It is the impure who call out, "Come and purify us." The main thing is to become pure. It is in this that Maya creates obstacles. God Shiva says, "Everyone is very weak in having remembrance. Very good children who can speak this knowledge very well are extremely weak in their remembrance. Only by having yoga can your sins be absolved. Only by having yoga can your sense organs become totally cool and peaceful. There won't then be remembrance of anyone but one Baba. There won't be remembrance of anyone's body. You souls know that this whole world is going to be destroyed. We are now about to return home, and we will then go down there into our kingdom. Let this constantly remain in your intellects. You souls must keep within you this knowledge that you receive. The Father is the Lord of Yoga, Yogeshwar. He is the one who teaches remembrance. In fact, God cannot be Yogeshwar, like they say. It is you who are Yogeshwar. God, the Father, says, remember me. It is God, the Father, who teaches you remembrance. That incorporeal Father speaks through this body, and you children listen to him through your bodies. Some of you are very weak in yoga. You have absolutely no remembrance. Therefore, punishment will be experienced for all the sins that have been committed through many births. Those who come here and then commit sin will experience 100-fold punishment. Although they speak plenty of this knowledge, they have absolutely no yoga, and this is why their sins are not burnt and they remain weak. This is why the true rosary is created from only 8. 9 jewels have been remembered. Have you ever heard of the 108 jewels? No one makes jewelry made up of 108 jewels. There are many of you who don't understand these aspects. Remembrance cannot be called this knowledge. It is the world cycle that is called this knowledge. There is none of this knowledge in the scriptures. Those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. The Father himself says, "You do not attain me through them. I come in order to uplift all those sages and holy men, etc." They believe that they will merge into the Brahma element, and they give the example of bubbles merging into water. You souls no longer say this. You souls understand that you are the Father's children. They also use the words, "Remember me alone," but they don't understand what that means. They do say that they are souls, but they have absolutely no knowledge of what a soul is or what the Supreme Soul is. Only the Father comes and gives this knowledge. You now understand that that is the home of souls. The whole genealogical tree exists here. Each soul has received his own part. No one knows who it is that gives happiness and who it is that causes sorrow. Devotion is the night, and this knowledge is the day. You stumble around for 63 births, and I then come and give you this knowledge. But how long does it take? It takes a second. Liberation in life is attained in a second has been remembered. That is your Father, and he is the purifier. By remembering him, you become pure. There is the cycle of the golden, silver, copper, and iron ages. They even know these names, but they have such stone intellects that none of them knows the time periods. They even understand that it is now the extreme darkness of the Iron Age. However, if the Iron Age were to last for as long as they say, there would be even more darkness. This is why it has been remembered that everyone was sleeping in the slumber of Kumbhakarna when destruction took place. Even if they hear a little of this knowledge, they can become part of the subjects. There is such a vast difference between Lakshmi and Narayan and the subjects. There is only the one who teaches. Each one has his own fortune. Some claim a scholarship, some fail. Why has Rama been portrayed with the symbol of a bow and arrow? Because he failed. This is the study place of the Gita. Some are not worthy of claiming any marks at all. I, this soul, am a point. The Father too is a point. This is how you should remember him. What status would those who don't understand this aspect claim? When you don't stay in remembrance, there is a huge loss. The power of remembrance performs wonders. It makes your sense organs become totally peaceful and cool. They do not become peaceful with the power of this knowledge. They become peaceful with the power of yoga. The people of Bharat call out, "Come and give us the knowledge of the Gita." But who will come? The Sri Krishna soul is here. No one is sitting up there on a throne that you would have to call him. Some say that they remember the Christ soul, but that soul is here. They don't know that Christ soul is still here and cannot go back. The Lakshmi and Narayan souls are the first number. They are the ones who take the full 84 births. They cannot return yet, and so how could anyone else return? All of this can be calculated. Whatever human beings say, it is all false. For the first half of each cycle, there is a land of truth, and for the other half, there is a land of falsehood. You now have to explain to everyone. All are residents of hell, and the residents of Bharat are once again to become the residents of heaven. They study so many scriptures, Vedas and Upanishads, etc. Can they receive liberation by doing that? They have to continue to come down. Everything definitely has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. No one has this knowledge of the place called the New World. The Father sits here and personally explains when and who established the deity religion. The people of Bharat don't know anything. The Father has explained to you children that no matter how good you may be in this knowledge, some fail in yoga. If you have no yoga, your sins cannot be absolved, and you cannot claim a high status. Those who are intoxicated in yoga are the ones who claim a high status. Their sense organs become totally cool. They forget everything, including all consciousness of their bodies. I am bodiless, and I now have to return home. As you sit, as you move, have the consciousness that you now have to renounce your bodies. We have played our parts. We now have to return home. you are given the knowledge that the Father has. He doesn't have to remember anyone. It is you children who have to remember him. The Father is called the ocean of knowledge. He is not called the ocean of yoga. He introduces himself and gives you this knowledge of the cycle. Remembrance is not called knowledge. Children automatically remember their fathers. You children have to have remembrance, otherwise how could you claim your inheritance? Since he is your father, you definitely claim your inheritance from him. The Father explains this knowledge of how you take 84 births and how you change from Tamopradan to Satopradan and Satopradan to Tamopradan. You now have to become Satopradan by having remembrance of the Father. You spiritual children have come here to the spiritual Father. He needs the support of a body. He says, I enter this one's old body when he is in his stage of retirement. The Father comes now at this time when there is benefit for the whole world. This one is the lucky chariot. So much service takes place through him. In order to shed the consciousness of your body, you need to have remembrance. There is no question of knowledge in this. You must teach remembrance more. This knowledge is easy. Even a little child can give it. It is remembrance that takes effort. Let there be remembrance of the One. This is called unadulterated remembrance. To remember someone's body is adulterated remembrance. By having this remembrance, you forget everyone else and become bodiless. Atcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the Mother, the Father, Bapdada, the Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Make your sense organs cool and peaceful with the power of remembrance. In order to pass fully, remember the Father accurately and become pure. 2. Let it remain in your intellect as you sit and as you move that you now have to renounce your old body and return home. Just as the Father has all of this knowledge, so you have to become a master ocean of this knowledge. Blessing. May you remain constantly full by remaining set on your seat of an elevated stage, by having the awareness of your combined form. At the confluence age, when you stay in the awareness of the combined form of Shiv and Shakti, every impossible task becomes possible for you. This is your most elevated form. By remaining stable in this form, you receive the blessing of being complete. Bapdada constantly gives all of you children the seat of a stage that gives happiness. Remain constantly set on this seat, and you will continue to swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. Simply finish the sanskar of forgetting. Slogan. With your powerful attitude, make souls worthy and yogi. have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. An atmosphere of one direction will be created when you have the power to accommodate. So accommodate all the differences, for only then will you come close in unity and become an example in front of everyone. The speciality of the Brahmin family is to be united while being many. These vibrations of unity will establish one religion and one kingdom over the whole world. Therefore, pay special attention to finish all differences and bring about unity. Om Shanti.